Egedus HaKedesh Simon Chav Zayin, Egedus HaKedesh 27, is a letter of consolation that the Alter Rebbe wrote to Hasidim who were mourning the death of Reb Menachem Mendel HaZadokeh, who was the temporary successor of the Magid when the Magid passed away, until Reb Menachem Mendel HaZadokeh moved away to Eretz Yisrael. When he passed away, the Alter Rebbe wrote this letter of consolation to those who were mourning his passing. In the letter, the Alter Rebbe says that a tzaddik whose life is faith, emunah, and yiras shamayim, and avas Hashem, leaves life to those who remain alive, leaves of his life to those who are still living. Of his life, of his love for God and fear of God and faith in God and emunah, it remains and continues to influence those who are alive, those who were his students, who studied under him, or who were attached to him, committed to him, and followed his instructions while he was alive. For the 12th day of Cheshvan, the Tanya begins in the middle of Yigeres HaKedesh, Simon Chav Zayin. Zeh Shekosu B'Zeir HaKodesh, and this is what he says in the Zehar, the tzaddikai yod ispate, when a tzaddik passes away, ishtakach bekul almin yatir mibechayei. He is present in all the worlds more than when he was alive. When he was alive, the body limited his presence, but now that the neshama of the tzaddik is free of the restrictions of the body, he is more present in all the worlds than he was during his life. Dahainu, in what way is he present in the world? Shegam bezeho ilam hamaisin, in this world, a world of action, as it says, hayeim la'aseisam, hayeim referring to this world. So this world is a time of doing, la'aseisam, it's a world of action. Ishtakach yatir, he is more present, he is more available to his disciples, to his talmidim, than when he was alive. Ki hamaise godel v'helich, because the deeds, the good deeds, the mitzvahs of the disciples is constantly growing, gidule gidulin, with growths from the growth, already second generation growths, min eizaru ala tzaddik, from the light that was planted by the tzaddik, besoda shebeyach Hashem, in the field that is blessed by God. Literally, that's a reference to Gan Eden, but as the Alter Rebbe is explaining it, the field refers to Malchus d'Atzilus. Malchus is called a field, and into Malchus comes the influence and the hashpo of the Zov Atzilus as an additional godliness brought into the world. The godliness of the world is basically from Malchus d'Atzilus, but we bring additional godliness into Malchus, additional light into the field that is blessed by God through the tshuva and the good deeds that a person does. And all of this is inspired. We are moved to the tshuva and to the good deeds because of the influence of the tzaddik to whom we were committed. Hameyu la'aretz v'chutzeis, this blessing or this godliness comes to the world, which is Eretz Yisrael, and also outside of Eretz Yisrael, Chutz La'aretz. V'gam anachnu eile pei hayein kulonu chayim b'drachav, including us here, we are all alive in his teachings, in his ways, derech hakedesh yikrala, which is a way of holiness, not regular holiness, like kedusha with a vav, but kedesh without a vav, which is a higher level of holiness, and it is the holiness. Zeis ba'avedas Hashem b'milah d'shmaya. All of this applies, it's true, concerning heavenly things, that the tzaddik continues to provide for us heavenly inspiration that motivates our Torah and mitzvahs, and even more than before, u'b'milah d'alma, and also in physical things, the same bracha that the Rebbe or the Tzaddik gave while he was alive, those brachas are more available after he passes away than while he was alive. Beseirish itma bezeir hakodesh, because it says explicitly in the Zayat, the tzadikayo meginin al alma, that the tzadikim protect the world, ubemisason yatin ubechayein, and after they pass away, they protect the world, they influence the world even more than when they were alive. The umoli tzlusa the tzadikayo bahu alma, and were it not for the prayers of the tzadikim in that world, in Gan Eden, lo yiskayim almo zigo chod, this world would not be able to last even a moment. Chol hakoriv koriv el mishkan Hashem b'chayev, and the one who is closest or closer to the resting place of God, which is the tzaddik, while he was alive, kedem lebrocha, is now first in receiving his blessings. In the Hayyim Yem, for the 12th day of Cheshvan, for Yud Beis Cheshvan, the Rebbe writes that Achas Miteres HaRishenes Shel Rabbeinu HaZokin, one of the early or first teachings of the Alter Rebbe, the Nikru Oz B'Shem Werter, in those early days, the teaching was called Werter, words, a few words. So the teaching was Shema Yisrael, a Jew hears that Havaye Elikeinu, that God, as Kecheinu v'chayisenu, idos l'maylam in hateva, that Elikeinu, which is our strength and our life, is really Havaye, is really Hashem, which is higher than nature, when Havaye echod, and Hashem is one. That's the experience that a Jew senses.